Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The happy hour is on the air. Fighting this box
all day.
Hang on a second.
Oh, nope.
Now you're gonna ruin it for me.
I just want to ruin it, period, so we have to get a new one.
Nice. I mean, John, this microphone's been broken for like over a year, so I wouldn't count those chickens before they hatch. Do you want to mess with this? Mess with the balance. See if the balance helps you out.
No, because it should be working normally. See what I'm worried about? Is that these beloved Iron Horse Lou Gehrig headphones might be finally going out.
Oh, it's not the headphone. It's not the box. It's the headphones.
That's what I'm worried about.
Oh, no.
Josh, put your headphones in his slot and see if it messes with yours.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. You want to test that out?
No, it's fine. I'm just going to.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely fine.
It's just, it's not like mega, it's not like.
It's just annoying enough.
Thank you.
Yep. It's just annoying
thank
enough.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you can be an Audio Technica boy like Josh and I.
I do love these headphones,
they're
John.
The best headphones.
They're really good. He's had those for since
I've
he's
had
been
these
married.
For 22 or 3
oh,
years.
Oh, no, so it can't be the headphones.
22 or 23 years? Huh? You know what happened at that time?
No.
Nebraska football stopped winning championships.
Oh, John.
The headphones.
Well, they stopped.
John's
winning.
Headphones showed up.
They
and
haven't
Nebraska
won a championship since 97.
Conference championship since 99.
Whatever. That's 24
So
years.
You guys should have sacrificed John's headphones.
But if you've
headphones.
Had them for 23 years, that means you got them in 2000.
I don't want to sacrifice these headphones. They're good headphones.
They're not working anymore, obviously.
I'm always default to.
I have the backup headphones in my office. Want me to get those and see if they
no,
work?
No, no. I'm dealing with it.
They're also
I'm
Sony's.
I'm dealing with it. I'm just gonna power through.
All right.
Just all gonna right. power
trying
through.
Trying to help you, John.
By the way, speaking of powering through, friends, when you watch the menu, it does not feel like powering through anything.
Oh, no, it's
crisp, fun,
145
minutes of greatness. So I recommend watching it on HBO Max before our conversation tomorrow from the Hope Lodge.
Which is where we will be for the annual Pink Out Game paper drive, where we're raising funds and paper products for the Hope Lodge, American Cancer Society's Hope Lodge, Nebraska, which is right here in Omaha, down the street from us at 80th and Farnham, just down the hill from Children's Hospital. If you can bring a paper product item like toilet paper or paper towels, toiletries, things of that nature, those are welcome. Cash donations are welcome. Gift card donations are welcome. And if you can't be there in person, you can donate online. Go to cancer.org/pinkout. cancer.org/pinkout. We would love to continue to support this fine institution, this fine place where cancer patients and their loved ones can stay during long-term treatment here in Omaha. Again, tomorrow, both the Connor Happer Show, guest hosted by Ravi Lula, mm-hmm. and this program will be live at the Hope Lodge, Nebraska. So, yesterday, it was an innocent question. It got crazy. But I think it's a fascinating exercise because I think it sheds light into what you expect out of this job and what you expect out of the Huskers in year one. What you're looking for in year one. And honestly, the stronger the negative reaction, the more I'm fascinated by it. And the question was, which of these terms would you use to describe what kind of a job Matt Rhule has in year one at Nebraska? The options were rebuild, reload, reset, or starting from scratch. The starting from scratch option came directly from Scott Dochterman of The Athletic, who we had on the program yesterday. Mm-hmm. He suggested in a Q&A where he was asked, or he asked himself, about contenders for the Big Ten West. He ruled out Nebraska, pardon the pun, by saying, well, they're starting from scratch. To which some Husker fans, especially online, got triggered.
And he told us earlier, and he told us yesterday, because we had him on, he was not trying to like pick on anybody.
No,
he
wasn't.
It was just his
turn of phrase. Then, you know, we offshoot on this conversation. Check it out in the radio replay section. Josh and Sip were practicing their Royal Rumble skills on each other.
And again, it came out of nowhere. I had no idea.
And it had to do with, you know, Josh thinking that the program was a train wreck. A train wreck.
And he took that to mean that I was ripping on the players.
Ripping on the players.
Which, I mean, if people don't believe me, that's fine. But I can only say so many times, that was not ripping on the players. It was ripping on the head coach. His name was Scott Frost.
He was a horrible head coach.
God, he was so bad.
He sucked rocks.
God, he sucked.
Well, jumping into the fray, probably unintentionally, even though it is coincidental that he is Scott Dochterman's boss, Stuart Mandel had a column today on the coaching hires, all the coaching hires, now that it seems like the cycle is complete.
Mm-hmm.
He graded all the coaching hires, and he gave Matt Rhule in Nebraska an A-.
Whoa, we should be pumped. That's awesome. A-?
Should we? Because he gave Coach Prime an A+.
Oh, rats. He did write about Prime. It's
226 days.
It's a home run hire whether or not Sanders ever wins big.
And his write-up, his one-paragraph write-up on Matt Rhule was, ex-Carolina Panther coach Matt Rhule. The 47-year-old previously orchestrated remarkable turnarounds at Temple and Baylor, which should prove valuable in undertaking what could be a massive rebuild in Lincoln.
Oh, no.
He should do a better job than predecessor Scott Frost of identifying and developing the type of athletes realistically gettable by a program in the heartland with no natural recruiting base. But he describes it not as a rebuild.
Oh, God, a massive one.
A massive rebound or rebuild. Not rebound.
Oh, rebound. That could have been another option.
Rebound could
have
been another
rebound
option.
Oh, boy.
So here would be my next point. If the idea that this is a rebuild, that they're starting from scratch, if these things bother you,
mm-hmm.
Let me offer you this.
And you did, by the way, real quick, you were discussing this with... Is it Jim in Minnesota, right? Earlier today?
Yeah, Jim in Minnesota.
You asked him, because he like made a joke or something, and you asked him, like, why is this getting under your skin so much?
Right.
And it's like the perception, I guess, of, I think he and others are frustrated that if you're saying this about Nebraska, you should be saying it about Purdue, new coaching staff, Wisconsin, new coaching staff, mm-hmm. et cetera. Though, I think that Jim and others would understand, like, it's not just because it's a new coaching staff. It's also because it's been a losing program.
Right.
That's the why of
Purdue is replacing their coach because he left them to go to a perceived better job or job better for him.
Yeah. And even Wisconsin firing a coach in season, they still went to a bowl game. Anyway.
Right. Here would be, if you're upset by this, here would be my thing. Even if you want to argue the semantics of, well, it's not starting from scratch. I mean, they've got all these returning players.
There are players on the roster.
It's not like they're rebuilding. It's not like they're rebuilding the program like Marshall had to rebuild their program back in the 70s.
Still brings a tear to my eye.
But if you think it is wrong and you don't like the perception it gives off to Nebraska, think of it this way. If you're that confident that Matt Rhule is going to have a good first year, that he's going to get Nebraska to a bowl game, you should be welcoming, like the Cincinnati Bengals, any perceived slight. Because any job done by Matt Rhule that gets Nebraska to 6 wins or greater is going to come across to the people like the evil Scott Dochterman. Or the nefarious Stuart Mandel.
Mm.
It's going to blow their minds. And then the pub will be, wow, what a turnaround by Matt Rhule in year one, which is going to inflate the perception of Nebraska.
And him.
And him going into 2024. Think of it in the terms of, why was Creighton perceived to be a Final Four candidate this year? It had a lot to do with how they finished the year before, doing so with a short roster.
Yeah, a lot of injuries.
And a lot of injuries and overcoming a lot.
And they took the national champion to the wire.
Exactly. And so it helped the preseason perception. Now, as we have seen, just because the perception's one thing doesn't mean the season's going to go entirely smoothly the next year. But that's neither here nor there. If you are one, and listen, college sports is still a perception sport. It is still a sport where it helps to have a good PR, if you will. It's the
perception can be reality in college football.
It's still objective sport. Right? Is that the right word?
I mean, mostly it's but it is subjective because you do have a committee that chooses you.
Yeah, subjective. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm sorry. Subjective.
Yeah. The NFL is an objective sport. The NFL, college football is a subjective sport.
Right. Where a perception of a team's goodness does still matter because it can help get you further along. It can help get you into the playoffs. It can help get you recruits. So again, if you don't like the terminology rebuild, if you don't like the terminology starting from scratch, embrace it. If you truly believe that Matt Rhule and Nebraska is going to have a good year one.
Yeah, you're right, man. Like,
because it's going to make next year even better. It's going to inflate
the
perception of Nebraska football to heights it has not seen in a long time.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of it this way, but I think that it's a great point because if they're good, like right now, I think you should, as a Husker fan, be thinking, all right, well, we'll prove them wrong. They don't know what we got. They don't know how good Matt Rhule is going to be, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if you're arguing over, like, I do think it's very semantical, rebuild versus reset versus, I mean, again, we're not including reload in this, rebound, you know, they're just various words used to describe it. There was, you know, nothing nefarious. I don't know, I thought it was pretty obvious that Matt Rhule is trying to rebuild Nebraska football, because he is, you know, it's a team that hasn't made a bowl game since 2016. And played a bowl game since December of 2016.
Yep.
That is a long-ass time ago. It's a group of players that have never played in a bowl game outside of, you know, ones who are coming in from other schools. It is a coaching staff with 11 total on-field coaches, counting Matt Rhule. 10 of them have never coached a game here.
Mm-hmm.
It's new systems that all these players are going to have to learn on both sides of the ball. It's coaches having to adjust their system to those players on either side of the ball. So to, like, I don't know, to get upset that it's being described in these ways. Again, it surprises me, you know, and you're right. Like, if they perform well, you can be like, look, got the guy.
Right.
That's all that matters. You got the guy.
It's all that matters.
And that, like, it did, there was this uncomfortable part of yesterday where it was being, you know, and Sipple said it, and he said it again this morning with Nick and John, where, you know, use the term ulterior motives. And that's the part where I'm just like, okay, what am I missing? Am I missing something?
I'm missing it.
And that's again where I will go back to it. Like, his frustration yesterday seemed to be that I was putting down the players when I say the program is a train wreck. No. It is not the players. The players have been good enough to go to bowls. I don't know if they haven't been good enough to win a natty. They haven't been good enough to win the league, in my opinion, but they've been good enough to go to bowl games. But the coaches too often put them in wrong positions. Literally, I mean, sometimes it was literally about lining guys up in wrong positions,
mm-hmm.
you know, play calls, all that stuff, building a culture. It was a horrible culture. And that falls, in my opinion, on Scott Frost, on him,
yes.
and on the coaches that he had, and the hangers-on that he had inside of his program.
Yes.
That is what needs to be rebuilt. That is what was broken. And if, because a wide receiver or a quarterback or an offensive lineman plays underneath that, like, he has to deal with that too, because he is a player inside of that system. But it is not his fault. It is the fault of the head coach. It is the fault of the organization. That's what was a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're hoping to rebuild and reset and fix. And, I mean, it seems like they have a really good person, you know, really good guy, and a very fascinating coaching staff with experience in some spots and none in others. And what will that mean? We're going to find out.
I saw another reword that might work for this analogy.
We got rebuild, reload, not reload, rebound, reset.
Mm-hmm.
You keep going to reload.
I know. It's just because it's always there. Because usually, Nick, there's like a conversation with teams and it's like, is this a rebuild or a reload?
Is it your favorite Metallica album?
Never really got into Metallica. Sorry. But like, they always say that about Alabama, Nick. Alabama doesn't rebuild. They reload.
They used to say that about Nebraska.
You say about Nebraska. Those are the old days.
But Dan in the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed said, repossess. A few people took ownership, but now the adults are taking it back.
Folks.
It still has tremendous value.
I like it.
Hopefully it's not a
repossess.
Hopefully it's not a regress.
I love it. Matt Rhule is the repo man.
Eric in Fremont, he is triggered. Bowl games are stupid. They don't mean bleep. It didn't need to be rebuilt. We had your stupid bowl games. You personally wanted that coach fired. Now it's about playing in effing bowl games. Come on. Man, he's talking about Bo Pelini. Eric is still mad because I wanted Bo Pelini. Eric, bro, you got to get over it. You got to get over it. I can't imagine mad that a guy wanted Bo.
Anymore?
Exactly. Bo sucks now, too. Has his tenure at Nebraska aged well? Yes, it has. You know who else has aged well?
Bill Callahan.
Dude, I rewatched the 2006 Texas A&M game last night, and I was like, whoa. Look at this offense. Look at this offensive line. Physical. Look at these receivers. Mo Purify, one of the greats. Look at Zach Taylor make a play. The running back room looking good. Future pros in the running back room. And I'm like, this is the guy that we ran out of town for one bad season? Eric, dude, you got to get over it, man.
Yeah.
Yes, now they have to make bowl games. Why? Because
the standard has been lowered.
The standard has been lowered. I'm sorry.
But
it has.
But we're two coaches beyond.
Yeah.
Two coaches beyond Bo Pelini.
Yeah. Get over it.
Remember, the expectations.
I didn't fire him.
The expectations in 2013 were different than they are today.
Yeah.
In 2013, Nebraska still saw themselves in the same atmosphere as Ohio State and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
No longer that way.
Yeah, here's the thing,
10
Eric,
years later.
It was Frost that really lowered this bar because when he got hired after Riley, we weren't saying, oh, we got to just got to get back to a bowl game. No, we were saying he's got to get him back to winning conference. At least division championships. He's the one that destroyed all this. You probably wanted him anyway. Man. Blows my mind. I didn't fire him. That was the athletic director. I had nothing to do with it, I promise.
All right. We're done with this. We're done with you.
One more. Jordan says, do people just not want to blame Frost? And by saying rebuild and starting from scratch, you are inevitably saying Frost did nothing, right? I think that there is definitely something to that.
What is your ulterior motive here?
Well, and that's why I will say up front, yes, I'm blaming Scott Frost for this. But if you're surprised that I, Josh Peterson, am saying Scott Frost was a failure at Nebraska, then I don't know what you've been listening to the last few years. Scott, it was his problem. It was his fault. He's the reason Nebraska football is in its current state. Along with other things, yes, the administration has been horrible. But
would you say he ran it into the ground?
He may have, Nick. Or maybe he crashed a train, caused a wreck. Or at least the truck got dented.
The truck did get dented. We have photographic evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We still have some content coming up, including a viral moment that many people were sharing last night has turned out to be staged.
Oh.
That's coming up on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.